This is Dr. Mejia again for the patient Mariana Otero, medical records 157609, there was 117-1947, physician Dr. Norma Perez, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure caused nepolipectomy biopsies. Date of the procedure, November 29, 2023. Indications, right upper quadrant pain, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastritis, number 2, polyp in the body of the stomach, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, diverticulosis coli, next number, internal hemorrhage, next number, 2 colon polyps removed, paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, CECOM for the colonoscopy, complications done immediately, medication as premonitory anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirate double template, paragraph. Findings, and oropharynx appear normal, paragraph. Esophagus appeared normal, paragraph. Stomach, there's a diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach, biopsy taken, paragraph. There's diffuse erythema in the antrum and body of the stomach, biopsy taken, large H. pylori, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for low celiac disease, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 2, period. Sigmoid descending colon scattered diverticulosis present, period. Sigmoid colon diminutive polyp about 2 to 3 millimeters, pale co-biopsy polypectomy performed, period, paragraph. Splenic flexure appear normal, period, paragraph. Transverse colon appear normal, period, paragraph. In the hepatic flexure, there is a cyst polyp 5 millimeters removed by co-snap polypectomy, period, paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, photopathology reports. Number 2, anti-inflammations. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, high fiber diet. Next number, patient will need IVP colonoscopy in 5 years.